Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Welcome to the Best Bits podcast. It's Jack here for more Radio Breakfast, and we've put together our favourite bits from the past week. You know, the moments in the show that made us laugh. So enjoy, and make sure you join us live every morning on More Radio from 6 a.m.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More
Welcome, welcome. Are we all right? Lou, Jack, you're all okay this morning, aren't
you? Yeah, I'm glad it's Friday.
Yes, so am I. I'm okay, but I'm okay.
I'd like to start the show, please, by talking about museums.
Oh, for crying out loud. I'm not okay anymore. I'll see you on Monday.
He hates museums.
Well, just give it a chance, Jack.
Look, I'm not talking about museums necessarily. In this case, you know, it has art and culture and you go and see famous paintings, sculptures, or maybe interesting trinkets from human history. No,
You're losing him. He's nearly out the door.
This is a museum in Sweden. It's brand new. It's opened up and it's called the Disgusting Food and Drink Museum.
Oh, I'm back.
He's back. And the tagline is, we display puke-worthy food and drink from all over the world.
At last, a museum that's fun. Yeah. What's some of the stuff in there?
Korean wine made out of rice and poo. Try our crappy concoction. That's what they say.
No.
That's what they say. How about squirrel beer? This is on display at the museum. It's the world's most alcoholic beer at 55%. Oh, served through the body of a taxidermied squirrel.
I love it. What do you drink out of? You drink little mouth?
Yeah, it comes out the squirrel's beak.
Beak? It's not bird. That beaked squirrel.
Lou, can I offer you, and this is on display, and you can have a taster at Sweden's Disgusting Food and Drink Museum. Icelandic whale testicle beer.
No! Yeah!
The testicles are... Hang on. Whales don't have testicles.
Of course they do. How do you think they produce what they need to produce to mate?
Do whales have testicles? They don't hang down when they swim, though.
Oh, of course they do. You want to see them? It's like a couple of hot air balloons.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Yeah, it was horrible yesterday. I got absolutely annihilated on the school run.
Did you?
Absolutely drenched. So, yeah, no more rain today. Thank you very much indeed. I was going to start the show with something, but I've had a change of plan, if I may. Something's happened that I think we need to discuss here at More Radio. Good morning to you all. We are still using separate studios here. Lou is in the studio sort of two away from me. Tom's in the middle and I'm in this little news booth thing. And I just had to pop my head into Tom's studio, Lou, to pick something up. And obviously with social distance and everything. But the strangest thing happened, Lou. When I put my head into Tom's studio, it really smelt of like essential oils. And I realise, I think, what's happened here, because lately I've noticed a few things about Tom.
Right.
I noticed that he's got some new trainers, he's got some new glasses, he's even upgraded his car, and I figured out what's been happening here. Tom is abusing the building here at Moore, and he is using his studio as a late-night CD massage parlour. Right. That's what's happening, isn't it?
That's where the extra money's coming from.
Exactly that, Lou. And I'm going to go even further. I believe, and I've believed for some time now, that Tom is working as a high-end male escort.
Oh, my gosh. Well, at least I get high-end. That's nice.
Tell me that I'm wrong.
You are wrong.
Why does your studio smell like a spa?
Well, since we've sort of have this new working atmosphere where we have our own room now, all my career I've shared a studio with my co-hosts. I quite like it, so I now have a plug-in for Breeze, and I have some Joss sticks, and I
that's
ask
dangerous. You can't do that around electrical equipment.
I ask for my studio to be a tepid 19.8 degrees before I enter the room. So I just like to create my own zen.
Okay, okay. So you're denying...
That's a joke, by the way.
You're denying the fact that you're using it as a massage suite.
Can you just hold your hands up a sec? Yeah, you see, Jack, muscular, you get moisturised.
Exactly, yeah. I'm more concerned about the pair of lacy bad boys that are on the floor underneath your desk there.
Okay, that's not me.
So stop it. If you're going to be seedy, do it on your own premises,
Listen,
please.
It's not me. Who was in the studio before me?
Well, Josh is the last person.
Josh.
Have you met Josh?
Josh Bevan.
Don't try and blame it on Josh at all.
Wow, what a massage. Hang on.
Hang on, there's someone at the door. Hang on a minute.
Oh, yeah. Who's at the door?
Hello?
Oh, really? Yeah, cool, okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Tom, it's your 710 client. She's just arrived. She said she'll wait in reception.
Oh, Helga.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Anthony Joshua, the heavyweight champion of the world, will not allow a date to have a starter when they go out for a meal. Have you ever been on a really bad first date? Like, so imagine you're out there with Anthony Joshua, you know what I mean? You're on a date. He's a very good looking man, isn't he? To be fair. And he's like, oh, what are you going to have to, for starter, AJ? No, don't do starters. Straight to the mains, please. I'm not paying for starters.
Not even some olives?
No, no olives, no bread, no bread and oil, Lou. None of that.
Bread and oil's a waste of time.
Yeah, bread and oil is a waste of time.
Robbie. Robbie's on the line. He's giving us a buzz. He's on the way to work. Robbie, good morning. So you were on the date with this girl and she had how do we put this? She had an issue with you, did she?
Yeah. A very big issue, unfortunately. And it weren't due to looks. It weren't due to money. It weren't due to anything else. I turned up and I was 5'5", and I think I said in my profile I was 5'10", and she just basically... She turned me down, but she turned me down right at the end after I paid for everything. After a £70 bill... She turns around and goes, you're way too small for me. I said, well, you could have told me that at the start of the date.
Yeah, she absolutely could have. Robbie, I don't know. 5'5 isn't that short. You're not that short, mate. I mean, what was she, 6'6 or something?
I took it to heart. I took it to heart. So I appreciate that coming from you. I took it right to heart.
Oi, Robbie, listen to me. You're a beautiful, beautiful man. You know what I mean? On the inside and the outside. And that lanky... woman doesn't know what she's missed out on.
Robbie. One tiny little issue.
I hope she's not listening.
I'm not defending her at all, but you did lie.
Well, I was saying to earlier when I called up, it was a new dating app I've never used before, and it was a bit strange, like, the way it was. It's this app where the girl pops up first, and I don't know, it was just really weird, and I typed in 5'10", and I don't ask why, I don't, but yeah, I did.
Hey, listen, Bobby, mate, listen.
I panicked.
I'm old St. Lou over there. We've all done it, mate. We've all told a little white lie to try and get a schmooze with a girl that we fancy, you know what I mean? Tom does it all the
exactly.
time.
She was stunning, like, she was stunning as well. Yeah, but the only thing is, she's tall. 6 foot, and she wore heels, so you can imagine me in this situation.
Oh, mate. I feel so sorry.
I mean, some lies you can get away with, but yeah. That one's going to be immediately obvious.
But Robbie, mate, Robbie, she was ugly on the inside, which is something that you are not.
She didn't have as soft as heart, did she?
No, mate. No. Listen, good luck. Have you got a girlfriend now?
I haven't now. Still searching.
Oh, mate. But you know what? You need to grow a bit, didn't you? You're short stop.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
BAFTA are auctioning off some TV and movie memorabilia for charity. This is quite exciting. I do love this kind of thing. The world's most famous pyjamas, they're being called, is going under the hammer. Villanelle's pyjamas from... worn by Jodie Comer, of course, in Killing Eve. Do you remember them? They're blue, very sort of heavily patterned.
Yes, I do.
Are they silky?
No, I think they're more material. Oh, they could be silky.
Are
no,
they
they're material. They're cotton.
Okay, okay, yeah.
They're kind of quite young child pyjamas.
Oh,
that
like
she
a
wore.
Brushed cotton that like you wear at Christmas.
They're going under the hammer for £2,000, they're saying. Which is, I thought was quite interesting.
Oh, all I can think about is Jodie Comer in pyjamas now.
Well, sorry, mate. I know you've got the hots.
Oh, I do
her.
Have that.
He's already struggling to concentrate. Why have you done this?
Yeah.
Stop it, Thomas.
Would you like to know what else is going under the hammer?
Yeah, go on. Yes.
Well, there's only one way to do it, isn't there? You know it. Let's play. Play your stars right, higher or lower, with me, your host, Tom Everett.
We love Tom.
Where's Bradley Walsh?
All right, so we're going to start with Villanelle's pyjamas for £2,000. Higher or lower, £2,000. A clapperboard, you know, action.
Yeah.
From a retro episode of Doctor Who.
Oh, that's lower.
I think it might be higher.
I guess, yeah. People who like Doctor Who really do like
they
it.
They really do. Yeah, I'm going to go... Well, I'm going higher.
I'll go lower.
It's lower. £700, that's valued at.
Oh, that's quite cheap, isn't it? Yeah. It's not cheap.
Higher or lower than £700, a Stormtrooper helmet used in one of the latest Star
Definitely
Wars.
Higher. Yeah.
£30,000.
I would love a Stormtrooper outfit.
£30,000.
Yeah. A Stormtrooper helmet worth £30,000, or... The axe, used by Thor in the Avengers movie Infinity War. Chris Hemsworth's axe. Higher or lower than £30,000?
I'm going to go lower.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's not quite as iconic.
It is lower.
Yes.
£20,000. Final one, higher or lower than 20 grand. One of the costumes, the original Julie Andrews Mary Poppins costumes.
Oh. Higher.
You're going higher?
Yeah,
how
I
much
am.
Was, how much was the axe, Bruce?
20,000. Higher or lower than 20,000?
Lower.
It is lower.
Oh, yeah.
Lower to be a tenner.
It's worth only £1,900 because it's so badly stained.
Oh, okay.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Now, we know David Beckham has, he's changed recently, hasn't he? He's become a country gent, and he seems to be loving that lifestyle. We'd heard that he got into beekeeping. Apparently, he's taking it so seriously that he's launching a range of honey.
Oh, right.
Oh, well, that'd be at 25 quid a jar, wouldn't it?
A minimum, I'd imagine. He's looking at different name options. One of them is Golden Bees.
Well, I was thinking about the old Golden Balls thing, yeah.
Why was he called Golden Balls again? What happened?
Because
there?
He couldn't do anything wrong. Everyone was in love with him. So Victoria said he must have golden balls.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I haven't. Mine are bronze.
Bronze.
Oh, you need to wash them.
Clanky.
Clanky. Tom's a sterling silver.
Shiny.
Engraved with my initials.
Yeah.
Just in case you lose them.
what about Pete's balls, your fiancé?
They are made of clay.
Petey.
You can mold them.
Well, I didn't see that link going in that direction. More radio.
Her voice really suits country music, doesn't it? It's Keith Urban and Pink. One Too Many, brand new music here on More Radio.
Keith Urban's quite an interesting name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because Keith Urban, it's like quite a traditional sort of name. And then urban is like a sort of area, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like an urban area.
Geographical term.
Yes. So your country music name, you can choose, right? You've got to choose a traditional English name and then some sort of area. Tom, what are you going for?
Gareth Ghetto.
That's really cute.
Is that what you mean?
I thought you would have gone Tommy Downtown.
Tommy Downtown.
Lou, what are you going for?
I'm going to go for Edith. Edith. Park?
Edith Park. Very, very good.
Have you got one for us?
Yes, I have. I'm very proud of mine as well.
Okay.
Gordon, wrong side of the tracks.
Double barrel. Well, it's quadruple barrel. Triple barrel. He is posh.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Hope you're good. It's going to be very wet today. A really dreary and drizzly day, but good conditions for football. And the Seagulls, Brighton Hove Albion, are at home tonight to Manchester United in the fourth round of the Carabao Cup. And they were all over Man United on Saturday. They didn't deserve to lose. So hopefully they can get a result. Good morning, Seagulls.
Is drizzle good for football?
Yeah, it makes the ball skim off that surface. If you're a quick passing team, Lou, like Graham Potter has certainly turned the Seagulls into, I think it benefits their game.
Okay, thanks.
Is drizzle good for football? That's such a sweet question.
I don't know these things.
I'd like to take you, when this is all over, can we take you to a game?
Yes.
I've never been to one ever in my
life. We should take Lou to the Dripping Pan and watch the mighty Lewis.
Like Lewis, that's a
famous... I parked in that car park.
Yeah, we'll get...
you're nearly there.
Lou, we'll get you a nice veggie pie and a cup of Bovril, change your life.
Perfect.
But when you're in the stadium... when we're chanting the songs,
yeah.
You can't sing it angelically like your lovely voice would. You can't be like, who are you? Who are you?
Well, that's really hypocritical coming from you. Because you try and harmonise when we're at games to do it. We went to see England once, me and Tom, years and years ago.
We did, yeah.
The national anthem. I thought Little Mix had turned up.
We used to be giants.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Let's talk about Her Majesty the Queen, shall we? She's a ledge. Everyone loves the Queen. Yeah. Morning, Queen, if you're listening. Good morning, Queen. She's got the ump, though. I'm reading this morning. She is absolutely livid, is our lovely Queen, because she's going to have to spend her first Christmas at Windsor Castle for like 33 years. Usually she goes to Sandringham, you know, in Norfolk.
Yeah.
And they go to church and all that sort of stuff. But they're saying because of COVID, she said, look, I need all the staff to self-isolate with me over Christmas for a month. So like her cleaners, her chefs, laundry, and all that sort of stuff. And the staff said, there's no way we're doing that. It's Christmas time. We want to be with our families. We can't be away from them for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And the Queen has said, no.
I don't think she said, no.
She said, no, I am the Queen. And yeah, apparently it's all kicking off. And she's saying, I don't want to spend. She's going to turn into a little bit of a toddler. I don't want to go Windsor Castle. I want to go changing room.
Well, hang on. They could just do Christmas, but it'd probably be quite nice for a change to just have a purely family Christmas. Because there are already like so many people on the outskirts every single year. It'd make a change, wouldn't it?
Ooh, Lou. Who's going to do the roast? Right. Who's doing the turkeys? Who's going to do the gravy? It's not easy.
I'm thinking Charles is in charge of the kitchen. He'll be like head chef with William as sous chef.
Why Charles? Why do you think he's got it in his
locker?
Well,
he's all about his food with his Dutchy originals and whatnot. Yeah. So, you know, he grows a lot of stuff. He'll provide the carrots. It'll all be fine. Turnips, whatnot. Then Kate will decorate the Christmas tree.
Okay.
She'll let the kids do the bottom, and then once they've gone to bed, obviously she'll redecorate. Standard. What else?
What will Prince Andrew be doing? He'll probably have to eat in a separate dining room because they're ashamed.
Yeah. he ain't invited. Yeah. I can understand what the staff are saying, though. I think that's a really big ask.
It is,
especially over Christmas time.
And they've already isolated with the royal family once, of course, during the big lockdown for a few months. So it is a big ask. I think that, yeah, just go for it. All I got it. Somebody say just eat.
Yeah, J-U-S-T-E-A-T. It's funny, though, isn't it, the Queen? Upset about because she can't go to her favourite castle.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Got some worrying news about I'm a Celebrity. Obviously this year they've had to relocate. It's not going to be in a jungle, it's going to be in a castle in Wales. But the part of Wales where the castle is, the rules have changed. We heard this over the last couple of days.
Of course.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen then?
Well, you're no longer able to form or be in an extended household or bubble.
It's going to go belly up, I think, isn't it?
Well,
is it?
How many of them are going in? It's normally about sort of 12, is
12.
It?
It's usually 12, I believe. And then a couple come in about 4 or 5 days in,
well,
don't
they? Can't do that. They're not going to be able to do that, are they? And it means it's a massive problem for all the crew. They're not going to be able to go home.
Yeah,
they're going to have to be a household break it.
Tell me again. The new rules for Wales are what?
So you can't be a bubble. Or, you know, meet with other people outside of your household.
Right. So, but are the crew classed as a household now?
Well,
because they've been together.
I think the crew are one household and the celebs are another. So they're not going to be able to come into contact with Ant and Dec or any of the camera people. Unless, you know, emergencies, I suppose.
Yeah, but what about the doctor or, if you know, the safety crew?
The doctor, I imagine the doctor's a bit of an exemption.
But they can't be silent. They can't be seen to be having special treatment here.
No,
they can't tweak it.
They can't do that. They have to cancel the show.
Well, then also, what do you do when you get kicked out? You can't go anywhere because you're with your household and you're not allowed to go anywhere.
Let me ask you a question, both of you. Here you go, it's a good one. How much would it cost if the bosses said to us, right, listen, there's three offices upstairs. We've made them into rooms. You've got to live here for a month, not see your family, so you can still do the show. Oh, that's a good question, that.
Do I get my own room?
You get your own room.
Are my kids allowed to visit me?
No.
I'll do it for free.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
I'm just sending a tweet here from my personal Twitter to see what other people think of this, Lou.
Mm.
Lou and I are having a disagreement here.
Yep.
An argument.
My house is the epicentre at the minute for Sussex's Daddy Longlegs population. They're sex mad, these spiders, which is why they're coming in your house at the minute and flying around and annoying you.
And doing little sexy dances to each other.
Yeah, they do that sort of thing. Would you like a cocktail? I hoover them up.
No!
And Lou thinks that's disgraceful. I don't know what else you do. So I'm just... I'm going to see what my Twitter says. Because last night, yeah, we had about... Because we've got the puppy, Jeff. We have to let him out. So when we let him out and the door's open a bit, the daddy long legs see the light and they're like, yeah, if we go and do it in there, we can actually see each other. And they all fly in. And last night, at one point, I had like 8 in my lounge and I said, like, I'm not having this. I've got the hoover out. Did it or whatever. Shut the doors. And then 5 minutes later, I had about another 9 in there. And I'm like, how are they getting in? How are they getting in? Annoy me. So I like, I hoover them up.
But why? What are they doing to you?
I don't like them.
That's not reason for animal cruelty.
It's not animal. No, listen, don't say that because that makes me sound really bad. I love animals.
The problem is, if I can may interject here, Lou, the problem is that, I don't know, Jackie, whether you've tried this, but I've tried to either cup them in my hand and put them outside.
Right.
Or put them in a glass and put them outside. But I often, because they're so gangly, I often take a leg off.
That's the thing.
And I feel awful. And you can see him trying to fly. He's going around in circles now.
Oh.
Exactly.
Just Why can't you just leave them?
Because if you leave them, then they mate and they have daddy long legs babies. And then, but before you know it, a week later, you've got like 950 of them in there.
But they'll move out.
They don't move
they
out.
They do. They don't. They're not around all year, are they? They'll disappear. Just let them do. You've mated, so let them mate.
It's a bit unfair that they get to mate in Jack's bed and he doesn't even get to do that anymore.
Yeah. Oi, listen here. Oi, we do all right, thank you very much. Okay. The point I'm making is, Lou, you're right, I do mate. But I paid a mortgage on that thing. So unless they want to chip in, they can go mate around someone else's house.
Well, why don't you start some talks? Come to an agreement.
They don't
than just
talk.
Hoovering Nilly Willy.
Nilly Willy or Willy Nilly.
Whichever.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
There's a video on our Facebook page, at More Sussex. Go and check it out. It's explaining to you the details and the possible reward for you guys if you help us complete a challenge during the month of October. It's a video of the three of us. I would just like to read this comment from Alicia Arthur Mitchell, if I may, after watching the video. Want to block this woman? Is that what we do on Facebook?
No. Not only if they're, like, really rude.
Jack reminds me of my almost five-year-old on a video call. I'm very professional on this video, as I always am.
Lou and I were giving the details like a couple of newsreaders, and you were in the back just
waving
wiggling.
Manically.
I was saying, hello, Alicia, now come on. Hey, I forgive you this once, but it won't happen again.
Best bits from Tom, Lou and Jack. More radio.